At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics. It all starts now on Sports Radio 104.3 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
As we are coming on the air here on The Score for Inside the Clubhouse, the sun has finally started to overtake Wrigleyville, which hadn't been the case a little bit earlier. We are live from Gallagher Way, just outside of Wrigley Field, overlooking Clark Street and the sunshine and the happy people today, along with the great Bruce Levine. I am Mark Grody. It's a great day out here for a lot of reasons, Bruce.
That's the only sunshine you're going to get from me, pal. We have a baseball season going. Mark, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Inside the Clubhouse, sitting in for David this week.
Yes, yes.
And what a great occasion here. Cubs for a cure day here at Wrigley after everything that the Score did over Thursday and Friday to raise over $800,000 for cancer. And the idea that, so involved here, and to be out here today, it's a great feeling.
Really is, and we will talk about it today. It'll be a big theme on this show today. Some of the guests that we'll be having on Inside the Clubhouse for sure associated with that. Hey, how about Anthony Rizzo? How about the Coom Dog? Ron Coomer is expected to come down here and hang out with us here at Gallagher Way. Danny Parkins, who is one of the stars of the Radiothon. He was the one that was on the radio for 24 hours. He will stop by. He will give us the latest numbers, the latest details and results, and some of the great stories that have occurred throughout the last 24 hours. Crane Kenny also is scheduled to join us here today. And, yeah, let's do that. Let's thank
and
a
you
few
left
people.
Out Carson Kelly.
Oh, Carson
Cubs.
Kelly, yes.
Yep, he's walking up the stairs and joining us in a little time. But, yeah, lots to do today. Two Chicago baseball teams seemingly going in different places right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess for the Chicago Cubs, who lost to the Astros yesterday by a final score of 4-2, that is six straight losses. It's the same old story for the Cubs. 0-9 with runners in scoring position. They left 11 on in all. They left men on third base four different times throughout the game. I think that people starting to get the point as the Cubs have been struggling at the plate. It has finally reached the point Bruce, where there is real concern that something, as we get into, something has to change with the Cubs right now, even though it's May.
Well, it does have to change. And after the game, Craig Counsell, for the last 2 days, Mark, really disturbed to the point of you could see frustration in his face, in his actions. Here he is post-Craig Counsell talking a little bit about what might be happening today.
You look at your guys up and down the bench during a game, take the temperature. You see anything different at all? Worry about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to do something different. I think there's some at-bats where some confidence is starting to feel like it's shaken. And sometimes that's just a different look in the lineup or a day off or whatever. I think we're at that point, absolutely.
There you have it. Craig Counsell doesn't normally share what he's going to do with a lineup with types like me and the other media people. But you can see in his face there's some animation about just not being able to just have to sit there and watch this day in, day out, not get done. Now, it's not for a lack of effort, but the type of effort, Mark, that the Cubs are getting is not acceptable to him right now. So, therefore, juggle the lineup. We saw Kevin Alcantara walking in from Iowa, AAA. He will probably be activated today. We don't know what the corresponding move is going to be, whether there's an injury or somebody else is going down, released. We don't know. But the idea is that right now, this lineup will change today from yesterday. And hopefully guys will get going. I mean, again, I don't see a lack of energy going the right way, but I do see repetitive at-bats with the same results.
Yeah, and I got some thoughts on that. Kevin Alcantara, by the way, who, as Bruce said, is here. We saw him walking into the clubhouse just a short while ago from outside of Wrigley Field. We are at Gallagher Way, by the way. It's inside the clubhouse. He's Bruce Levine. I'm Mark Rohde in for David Haugh today. But Alcantara has been excellent with the bat, OPSing 906 at AAA Iowa, which is near elite, 14 homers to go with that. As Bruce reported yesterday, Pedro Ramirez is here. He was considered, there is considered, their number two prospect, slashing 312, 395, 547, 9 home runs in 43 games. We'll get a lineup a little bit later on. By the way, we want to invite our Cubs and White Sox fans, and we're going to get into the White Sox a little bit later on. They had a fantastic win last night, 9-4 over San Francisco. They ended their mini little offensive drought last night, but we'll get into them as well. But the phone lines are open for you at 312-644-6767 to talk Cubs or White Sox. And really, what do you do to make the Cubs better right now? What has to be done? How drastic do they have to get?
What is your lineup today? We're asking you. You give us, who do you want to lead off? Where do you want guys? Who do you want sitting? We're here for you. Again, as Mark said, 312-644-6767. And Mark, the White Sox are now the second wild card in the American League. The Cubs are the third wild card in the National League.
That today is wild.
And we're almost at the quarter pole. Normally Memorial Day is coming up here a little early this year on Monday, but nonetheless, that's when people start looking at realities of situations, trades, who's really going to be in this thing, who isn't. And the whole American League is just a cluster of teams just being around the same number right now.
Here, Bruce, is to me what makes the Cubs so confounding. I'm going to go confounding are the Chicago Cubs. The Chicago Cubs this year have had two enormous winning streaks. They've had two 10-game winning streaks. Unprecedented, amazing. So you know how good they can be. So it makes it difficult for me. Like, we interviewed Jed Hoyer earlier this week, the general manager of the Cubs, the president of baseball operations, on Raheem Harrison Grody. And I got to admit, like, I was kind of conflicted even when I had him on there. Like, how hard do we want to be critical of a team that has had two 10-game winning streaks and knows how to win, has talented hitters? What's the question and answer that I'm going to get from Jed Hoyer other than these are good hitters, they're going to be fine, there's nothing to worry about? And so those two are just so opposing, the 10-game winning streaks, and now this, a 6-game losing streak in which the bats are dead. And by the way, you kind of lost it to Milwaukee around this time last year as well, so that fear factor also becomes a part of this. So you can't lose this division again this year.
I mean, the changes really came in July and August last year, and the last 2 months of the year, the Cubs only finished 7 games over 500. But as they did so far this year, last year they built a nice cushion of being way over 500 to be able to be in the hunt and be a wild card team. And right now they're still 7 games over 500, which is a good record for one third of the season, okay? If you want to compound the thing, 21 games over 500, if you play the same type of ball the next, you know, 110 games, whatever it's going to be, to the end of the season. But it does, baseball doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you just don't know. So it's not all doom and gloom here at Wrigley Field. For the Cubs, they're still way into having a really good season. The question right now is, how far do those 10-game winning streaks look to you as a Cub fan? Because right now it feels like it's a different season. Right now,
it does, and they kind of slumped a little bit right after the first 10-game winning streak as well. But then they obviously got it back together.
Three losses.
Yeah. So they, you know, obviously they put it back together. But that's why it's so hard for me to know, like, what is the yes, you change the lineup for the sake of changing the lineup, for sure. Maybe you do some things. Maybe somebody sits down. Maybe Ian Happ, who we're going to hear from here in just a little bit, maybe he sits down because of his struggles recently, especially with runners in scoring position. Maybe you, just for the heck of it, you move PCA up in the lineup. You put Michael Conforto in a little bit more. You integrate Moises Ballesteros more. Whatever the case may be, it feels like change for the sake of the change, as opposed to something that's actually going to continue to exist throughout the season. Because what are you going to do?
Well, they first,
that's like Yordan Alvarez over here. I'll take that, by the way.
Look, they have a good team. They have good players. Right now, they're not playing good baseball. You go locker to locker like I do every day, and they'll tell you, they'll be the first one to tell you, we're not playing good baseball. You don't, I mean, you can see it in the standings. You can see it in the results of the game. They're not playing good. They don't look good playing out there, because when you don't score, you look like you're listless and you have no energy. I don't think that's the case. I think there's adjustments that have to be made by the individual hitters, which they haven't been able to make as of recent times, and it looks worse than it is. It's bad when you lose 6 in a row, but the ebbs and tides of a baseball season are like that, okay? Nobody goes through seasons without winning and losing X amount of games. So right now, having lost to the White Sox 2 out of 3, having lost to Milwaukee 3 straight, I think the Milwaukee part is part that's got them down, because when you lose to your arch rival, which they are right now, the Milwaukee Brewers, and you don't look like you're in any of those games, that is a crusher, even for a professional player.
Yeah.
So that's what we saw this week. Yesterday, just the malaise with the offense continues. But again, if you want to pick on Ian Happ, you can. There's plenty of company to go along. We talked to Ian Happ about what's going on with him, what's going on with the team. He's one of the leaders. He talks every day when we want to. So in this case, we were able to talk to Ian Happ right after we talked to Craig Counsell about what's going on with him.
The game can be hard. It seems like you guys are going through that part right now.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough stretch of baseball. You've seen that. We've got a really good group, really experienced group. We'll come out the other side of it.
Tough as it is with being at the plate right now.
Yeah, it's been a tough week or so. I think quality of the bat hasn't been quite what I want, but I've been through it before, and it's a long season, so I would play as many as we do, and so I would get as many bats as we do.
You've mentioned consistently coming through with runners in scoring position. Can it become a confidence thing over a 10-15 game span?
You want to come through, you want to help the team, you want to be the guy that kind of breaks the seal and gets us going. So, the challenge is not put more pressure on yourself and just have your bat, but it's never that easy.
Do you think there's something to the snowball effect of when your teammates aren't coming through and then mindset changes a little bit?
I think there's, when as an offense you're not putting up runs, I think, everybody tends to try a little bit harder, and, we all believe in each other and know that it's going to turn. I've already seen it this year. We're a really good group at driving in runs, and I think I've said this, but we're giving ourselves opportunities, and we just have to keep giving ourselves opportunities, and the hits will start piling up.
Do you think it could be as easy as just seeing one through and having that?
Yeah, that's what it takes. You need one ball to fall, one barrel, and feel that, and then, you get hot and you get right, and, challenge is to not search for that and just let it come to you.
Do you think there could be some changes in the lineup at this point?
Have to ask Andrew about that.
Ian Happ right there as Bruce Levine out here at Gallagher Way inside the clubhouse on 104.3. The score, Ian Happ, Bruce, right? And you're right. We could do this with every single player, but there's some glaring things with Ian Happ. He is hitting under 150 with runners in scoring position, has struck out 27 times in 54 at-bats with runners in scoring position, and it crept up
even
again
yesterday. Even my CPS math can go 50% of 27 and 54.
Yeah, right? There you go again, showing off that math.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm very proud. Very proud. But the reality is, Mark, that Ian Happ is not the problem by himself.
Correct.
The tendency is in sports that we take a player or players to give our focal point to, whether or not it's the coach of the Bears, the manager of the Cubs, other players. And right now, Ian is taking the brunt of that, but he has a lot of company up and down that lineup not getting the job done.
There's no doubt about it. That just popped off the page. 312-644-6767 if you want to talk Cubs and their hitting woes. We are open for White Sox conversation as well as they beat San Fran late night last night 9-4. Let's go to, I think, Paul in Valparaiso. Paul, you are on the score inside the clubhouse with Bruce Levine and Mark Grody.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I got a comment on PCA and Horner, but just real quick in listening to that interview with Happ, I think that's one of the Cubs' problems, and it has been. They're trying to be the Brewers. They don't have, but they're not as good at it. Obviously, with the pitching injuries, they don't bring up the young pitchers like the Brewers do. They're trying to be the Brewers because you have Happ and Suzuki batting third and fourth, and then that's just a problem in itself because they're both so streaky. You don't have a middle of the order guy that you can count on for home runs and the drive and runs. And PCA, I think, was supposed to be that guy, and he was going to be the superstar, and he was going to be the next MVP. But did they extend him too early? Spiegel laughed at me on Sunday for saying that, and then I told him he was a head case, and then he ended up showing how big of a head case he was on Sunday at the game against the Sox. Horner is a nice player. He's fiery. He's a great glove. But I don't care about his war. But he doesn't hit for power, and if he's not getting singles at a good clip, his on-base stinks. So did
what's
they
your
extend
solution,
these guys too
Paul?
Early?
Paul, what's your solution? What's your solution?
I appreciate the question, but it's not a solution. But I'm just saying is did Hoyer and them guys just mess this up by relying on this quote unquote core that they did well last year, but not well enough to beat the Brewers. I mean, what's Council's record against the Brewers since he's been a manager? They're paying him $8 million a year, and all he does is say, "Oh, it's a long season," And there's no fire. There's no wake up and get out of this slump.
Thank you, Paul.
From the minor league.
Yeah, man. Got you, brother. Thank you for calling the score and inside the clubhouse.
Well, I mean, there's
here
a general frustration going on, and you hear it in Paul's voice. You understand it. Solution-wise, they still have a good team. They have good players. They're not playing well, right?
That's correct.
So we're here to help them play better, right, Mark?
Yeah, of course.
Carson Kelly will be joining us, walking up the stairs from the clubhouse in a little while, and he'll talk about that. Their frustration is as large or larger than any of the best Cub fans that are out there, right?
Yeah.
But again, This is the baseball season. This is what you're watching right now. The good times and the bad. Those two 10-game winning streaks, they look like they're from another year.
They kind of do.
Right?
And I have to say, like, per what Paul was saying, I have arrived at the point of, yes, something has got to be done. We need to talk about this. We need to take it seriously. I am not close to having arrived where it sounds like Paul had arrived, and that's roster regrets. Like, I'm not ready to do that. We can't have this parade for PCA.
It's a fair question about PCA.
In terms of him being a head case?
No, in case, did you pay him too early?
Right.
I mean, it's
okay.
It's fair.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
I think he's going to pay off in the long run. But again, why do you sign a young player for a $130 million contract? What's your reasoning? The reasoning is you believe in his talent. You believe in the player. He's been a star player at times during his career, at other times not. But what you feel you're doing is you're giving yourself – you're getting a bargain. That's why you paid it, right? You feel he's going to be a star for a long period of time.
So it doesn't feel like that right
and,
now.
And that's what they're doing. The other part of it is you relax the player not worrying about contracts of the future, and you just – you hang your hat on this star. He's going to be a star player, but there's going to be times where you're just going to see a young baseball player – growing on the job.
312-644-6767 is the number. Here, let's okay, we're going to take another call here. Let's go to Keith in Buffalo Grove. Hello, Keith, you're on the score.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Keith?
Good.
This is in Hatchville.
Yeah. Can I ask you, do they have a hitting coach? Because no one talks about that at all. I know they're not getting up to the plate, but that's what they're supposed to be there for, to help with adjustments. The adjustments don't seem to be working very well.
I'd like an order of fries with that, please.
Get yourself together.
I mean, that shows the eclectic type of callers that we have.
Yeah.
You know, they're
very
cars,
comfortable. Yeah.
They're at home.
Just don't worry about us.
They're
everywhere. We're just doing a radio show out here.
104.3, right?
Yeah, they're all listening to 104.3. That is correct. He's Bruce Levine. I'm Mark Grody. We are live out here at Gallagher Way. We are going to take a break now. Okay. We are going to do that. When we come back, though, we will continue the Cubs conversation with Cubs catcher Carson Kelly. We'll see what he knows about this Chicago Cubs team in terms of trying to get out of the offensive slump that they are existing in. Much more to come as well ahead here. We are out here till 9:45 on Inside the Clubhouse on 104.3 The Score.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Save this Memorial Day. Shop at a retailer near you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Set for the 1-1. And Kelly hits a fly ball. Cubs win the game. Right center field and deep. It's off the wall. Cubs win the ball game. Carson Kelly delivers. A deep drive to right center. Kelly being mobbed by his teammates out near second base.
That was, you remember it, that was April 12th against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Carson Kelly with the walk-off as we welcome you back inside the clubhouse here on 104.3 The Score. Bruce Levine and me, Mark Grody, and filling in for David Haw today. Live from Gallagher Way, we're expected to be joined shortly here by the man whose highlight you just heard right there, Carson Kelly. This afternoon, the Cubs take on the Astros right here at Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 12:45, then Pat and Ron have the call at 1:20 in crystal clear FM quality on 104.3 The Score and the Northwestern Medicine Radio Network, 312-644-6767. The phone lines are open for the folks today, Bruce, and I know we still have a great show coming up because we are expected to be joined by, as I said, Carson Kelly.
Wait, who's that?
He's a Cubs catcher, as a matter of fact. Oh, there does appear to be a disturbance in the forest. As I look to my left, I see with his people walking in here right now, heel-toe. He's got the red slip-ins on, the shorts, and the warm-ups. He's rocking a headband right now. It is Carson Kelly, one of the starting catchers for the Chicago Cubs, as he pulls up in our tent out here at Gallagher Way on Inside the Clubhouse. Carson, your timing is exquisite. How are you? Thanks for joining
us,
man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You guys are staying warm out here. I'm a little freezing. I'm freezing.
When you're from Chicago, which you were born in Chicago,
right,
in 1994, is that correct?
That's correct.
We always have three or four different layers, and they're always in our cars, okay?
That's one way to do it, yeah.
So that's the way we do it. Thanks so much for joining us right now, and the positive thing is the Cubs are a very good team, and you're right there in the standings with everyone else. The tough times are right now. How do you get through the tough times as teammates? Not about how you deal with the fans, how you deal with me or Mark or the other media people, but in that clubhouse, how do you guys make sure you take care of each other and get the best out of each other?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, every day is a new day. It's a new game, and in this – you know, in baseball, you have to take it day by day. You literally cannot look to tomorrow. You have to take it as today, and good or bad, right? Every time you need to reset, and I think in the moments right now, I mean, we've had some tough games, and but then also you think back, you know, a couple weeks back, we had 2 10-game winning streaks. So that's how this game works. I mean, we just stay in the moment, and you know, today we're going to go out and go win today.
Carson, by the way, nice to meet you. Mark.
How you doing, Mark?
Pleasure to meet you.
Carson, nice to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Appreciate you being out here. That's the thing, man. We were just talking about that in the first segment. The 2 10-game winning streaks, and now and then the little dip after the first one where you guys lost 3 in a row, as Bruce said earlier, then the 6 straight losses now. So I admit I am conflicted over how much panic I'm supposed to have about the team, because you've had the two 10-game winning streaks, but something is not right at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, how many games do we have left?
A lot.
Know?
Yeah, Bruce does the math.
How many?
Yeah. 110.
Oh,
at least.
Only 110.
Maybe 112.
Okay. Well, I think there's a lot of baseball to go. And, you know, that's what happens, I think, during a long season, right? It's a marathon. Like, you're going to have some bad miles. You're going to have some really good miles. And I think just over the course of the journey, you learn something through the ups and the downs. And I think that's something that this team is really good about. And, you know, we're going to go out there and win today. I mean, that's you go out and win every single day, you know, and what I mean by win, it's not always the score. It's taking care of your business. It's executing in the right moment, staying in the moment, picking up your guys, and just playing your heart out. That's what I call winning the day.
When your manager gets red in the face is not often, right? Very even-keeled guy. His eyes tell you everything. You know him so well after a couple of years playing for him. Mm-hmm. He got a little animated the last 2 days after the game. Do you like to see that fire from a manager? Is there – this is 2026. Is it okay to get angry? We don't know anymore, right? Somebody gets angry or show emotion, all of a sudden it's World War III. What is that like to see your manager with emotion?
You know, he cares. He cares, and when – He finds the right moments to speak. When there's stuff that needs to be said, he says it. And I think since I've been here, every time he talks, the message is really good. And, you know, that's a guy you want as your manager. And, you know, when things aren't going well, he's there to pat you on the back. And then when you need to, a little kick in the butt, he'll kick you in the butt. And I think that's something that, you know, the type of player he was when he played, but then also what he's learned throughout his managerial career. And, you know, I think he's been really good for me, and he's been really good for this team.
Maybe it was Jameson Taillon who put it best, I think, in post game yesterday. Maybe it just is this a different version of what you're saying. He said the game is really hard right now. He didn't mean just from his own perspective. I mean, he's critical of himself, as you know. Mm-hmm. But as a whole, the game is hard right now for the Cubs as a whole. Is that fair to say, and can you expand on that notion in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think during the course of a long year, sometimes like it feels like it's really hard. And I've said this before, but this is where I really kind of opened my eyes. I remember I was in Milwaukee, and I hit a ball to the warning track. It got caught. But if it was 5 feet to the left, it's a home run. So, like, there's a lot in this game that you cannot control. I mean, we can hit balls really hard. We hit balls hard. It goes right at somebody, and the guy catches it. Oh. What can you do? You can't do anything about it. And sometimes you hit a ball 70 off the cap, and it goes over, and it's a hit. And you score two runs. So that's how this game is. And that's why us as players, we focus so much on what we can control, because that's tangible. We can do that. After I hit the ball, you can't control where it goes. After a pitcher releases the ball, you can't control if he's going to swing or not. So there's so much out of our control. But as a group, as a whole, we are locking in on the things that we can control and just being present for the moment to execute. Because when we do that, we're putting ourselves in the best position to succeed.
How great do you recommend that media and fans look at a Generation Z guy in PCA who is so loved and is so, and it's such an igniter of emotion, because that's truly who he is, right? So as a teammate and as a friend, how do you recommend that we look at PCA?
You know, he plays with his heart on his sleeve. He's always out there, lots of energy. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. Like, we also got to remember, what is he, 24 years old? Like, this is his, like, third full season. Like, if I look back to when I was there, I mean, I was still trying to, you know, manage emotions. And when it's good, it's good. And it's bad, it's bad. Like, there's going to be some ups and downs. But I think he's continuing to learn. Like, every time, you know, when it's good, it's like, okay, he's understanding and, like, actually being present in that. And then when it's going bad, it's like, okay, how do we reset? How do we get back? He's an emotional guy, a fiery guy, and he sparks this team, you know, defense, with the base running, you know, it's a homer yesterday. Like, there's going to be ups and downs. That's how every player is.
Is there a little big brother, little brother thing, and at the same time, awe of what a great baseball player this is and can be?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I look back to when I was his age and someone like trying to get on the same level. It's like, what is he feeling? How is it going? What's going on? I mean, there's just so much to learn, and I'm still learning about things. So I think the biggest thing is we're all in this together. This is a team, and we've got a group that has been through the ups and downs. Guys have won World Series, guys that have been in the playoffs, like, it's a really good group, and we care about each other, and we know that, you know, we're just going to continue to ride the ship.
Carson, last thing for us, and we really appreciate you coming out here and hanging out with us in the cold. We'll get you inside. No, I was trying to get you a score fleece, but no, Mitch, come on.
Well, I should have known we were coming outside. That's my bad. Yeah.
No, it's kind of refreshing
and
crisp out here. With all the injuries to the starting pitching, with the lack of run support recently, as a whole, how is the starting staff keeping it together? How is everybody? Because it seemed like Edward Cabrera.
It's called the catchers. Those are the guys that keep them together.
We're the post.
You got to be calm. I could tell you're a calm guy. Just getting to know you right now. Yeah. I could say that they need you in there. But what is the mentality like trying to hold this starting staff together?
I think to answer that question, they don't have to hold it all together. Right, and everybody feels like, oh, I need to be the guy to change this. I need to be the one guy that anchors this down. It's like, just go do your job. Go do your job. You're here for a reason. You're a good player. Just go do your job. Give us the 6-3, the quality start. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody do your job. Move the lineup. Continue to get the next guy up. Trust each other. Baseball's contagious. It's contagious. It can go when it goes good, it's good. When it goes bad, it's bad. It's very contagious. So, but that's why we always really focus on what we can control and just continuing to go out and have championship habits.
Carson, well, thank you.
Yeah,
go ahead, Bruce.
And when I went to talk to Carson yesterday, he said, okay, what do you need now?
Can you come outside in the cold and hang out with us?
Of course.
Is that what you asked?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, can you go to your car and get me one of your jackets?
Absolutely. I have an extra one on.
Yeah, all right, perfect.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, man.
Carson Kelly here.
Appreciate it.
Gallagher Way.
Yeah, there he goes. Love it.
Thanks to our good friends, the media relations department of Cubs, for making this happen.
What a great dude. I appreciate it. That is Bruce Levine. I am Mark Rohde, filling in for David Haugh, whose birthday was yesterday. Nobody told me it was David Haugh's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to David Haugh. I hope he enjoyed his bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Love you, David Haugh. We know. Well, I don't know. Do we hope he's listening? I don't know. I hope he's doing something fun today
birthday. He can be doing both.
He can be, because he's a great David Haugh. He just is. You're great, too, Bruce, and we want to hear from everybody. 312-644-6767. Good time to get another call in. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to talk White Sox. Still to come on the show, Anthony Rizzo, Ron Coomer, Danny Parkins, Crane Kenny. We are packed until 12:45 right here on 104.3 The Score and Inside the Clubhouse.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Back with more Inside the Clubhouse.
Yes, sir. We are live from Gallagher Way, just outside of Wrigley Field. Cubs getting ready to rematch a little bit later on with the Astros after losing the first game of the series 4-2.
Cubs for a cure.
Yes, it is Cubs for a Cure Day out here at Wrigley Field. As most people know that listen to the score, we team up with several entities for the third annual 24-hour Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, raised over $805,000. Danny Parkins doing 24 hours of radio on the score. He's going to join us a little bit later on. People should know, too, that 100% of the donations will go to Brain Up Cancer Research. Still to come on the show today here in just a little bit, we'll talk to one of the doctors, Dr. David Andrula of Advocate Healthcare. Anthony Rizzo scheduled to come out to the tent out here at Gallagher Way a little bit later on. Ron Coomer, the Coom Dog. Love talking to Ron. He'll be out here. Danny Parkins, not sure what time, but the Parco will join us here soon. Crane Kenny, president of business operations, will be out here as well talking about Cubs for a Cure and what's going on and what has happened as well. 312-644-6767 is the number. We'll get your calls in a second.
We have breaking news on the score. Kevin Alcantara has been recalled from AAA, as we reported earlier, that he was seen walking into the ballpark by Mark, myself, one of our sources.
Black tracksuit.
And unfortunately, one of our favorite people, Nicky Lopez, once again has been designated for assignment to bring Alcantara up to the Cubs.
Oh, man, Nicky Lopez, but he always pops up somewhere, sometimes on the Cubs, sometimes on the White Sox, so he is doing the deed. But, yes, as we mentioned earlier, too, Kevin Alcantara has been red hot at AAA. He earned this OPS of 906 at Iowa, 14 home runs to go with that. Pedro Ramirez is here, too, if you didn't hear Bruce report that yesterday, the number two prospect in the Cubs organization per MLB pipeline. He with the 312, 390. 5.547 / 9 homers in 43 games this year for the infielder Pedro Martinez. We're going to get into the White Sox here in our next hour, but no reason to wait. Let's talk some White Sox baseball as they beat San Francisco 9-4 with one devastating inning, which we'll get into. But let's go to Ron from the South Side. He has been waiting to talk White Sox on Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and me, Mark Grody.
Hey, Bruce.
Ron, welcome.
Hey, Grody time on Saturday morning.
I just pop up wherever, Ron. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, and I always enjoy.
Thank you.
Actually, it's almost a two-part question. What's the biggest improvement? I tell you guys, it just feels good talking White Sox, listening about White Sox.
Relevant so, White Sox baseball, right?
How about that?
Absolutely. What's the biggest surprise of the White Sox and the biggest improvement of the team? So it's a two-part question. So you guys enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Thanks, guys.
Ron, we know the surprise. Thanks, Ron.
Easy answer.
Yeah.
Bullpen and defense.
Mm.
Okay. The most boring answer in radio history, talking baseball, saying defense and bullpen are improved dramatically. Okay.
Never goes out of
style. They make all the plays right now, and the bullpen is solid once they turn it over to the bullpen now. Good starts these days for a major league starting pitcher is 5 innings. You know, if it's Davis Martin, it's usually more than that. He won his 7th game yesterday. ZRA went up because he gave up 4 runs, but still one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. But that bullpen, and then you see, you know, Grant Taylor being groomed as being the next closer for that team, although he'll pitch everywhere like he has. But, again, it's bullpen, defense. And then you have home run hitters, right, Mark?
Yeah.
So they've been missing on the south side of Chicago for the last 5 years.
Well, I would say, because he brought up biggest surprise on this team, too. Like, who would it be? And he turned it over to us as well on that question. I would say it's got to be Davis Martin, right? I mean, Munetaka Murakami, yeah. But you also knew it wasn't out of the realm of possibility that Mune could hit and do damage at the major league because of how great he was in Japan. And I get it. There's always the catch-up with the velocity with any Japanese ball player. He did, like many before him, by the way. So I would say him. As a collective, if I had to say one guy, it's Davis Martin and his 1-something ERA, a guy that some people were just like, what's this guy doing in the rotation other than he is secure to be here? Okay, we are going to take a break. We will keep the White Sox talk cooking here. 312-644-6767 is the number if you want to talk about the Chicago White Sox, as Bruce and I will delve further into that. 312-644-6767. He is Bruce Levine. I am Mark Grody, in for David Haw, inside the clubhouse on The Score.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass. The people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.